Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com. Hey, don't
write yourself off yet. 317-684-8444. That's the phone number for your voicemails. We didn't get to all of them in our first segment, so let's return and see what you have to say, whatever's on your mind, your hot take with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So this person wants to give us their opinion on Brad Chambers, who is running for governor.
Hey, Kendall. Hey, Casey. Hey, anybody that thinks that Brad Chambers is really the outsider and is going to do anything good for Indiana in this governor's race, should just look around at where his campaign signs are. The bigger chain car dealerships and some of the car washes around and some of the big chain department stores all have Chambers campaign signs out front, which they know where their bread's going to be buttered. If he gets in there, they're going to continue to get tax breaks. They're going to continue not having to abide by rules and everything. And they know that he's cut taxes. He's been able to give them favors, and it's all at the taxpayer's expense. And they know that if he gets governor, it'll continue the same old story that it is now. From high tax, it'll just have to come up with a new nickname for Chambers. Not real sure why anybody would even participate in the upcoming governor's race except for throwing just a vote to somebody else just for spite, because nobody really does it. But it's kind of sad that this is what it is.
Yeah. a little disenfranchised there, disheartened.
Yeah, but I think he's spot on. You look at the state of Indiana and their tax policies and what they've done and who they've helped promote. If you're a big company or business owner, you're doing pretty well in Indiana. They have the state legislature and the governor has done a great job taking care of mega corporations. We just saw with that South Korean firm that's coming to Lafayette that they're getting something like $685 million in tax incentives from the state. And I come full circle on this to say, if the growth in the state had resulted in lower taxes for everyone, I think I'd have less of a problem with it. But the reality is that all the growth has gotten us is bigger government. The taxes go. How is that possible that we have record revenue, but the taxes keep going up? And so the legislature, the lawmakers, the governor is not utilizing the additional resources to better the lives of regular people. They're just using it to continue to help the rich and the very wealthy and grow government.
Well, and when asked about property taxes and things like that, Brad Chambers has said that his answer is to grow the economy. So taxes will remain where they are, now, but he thinks he can offset it.
You know, Rainwater has this plan, and I think it's super interesting, and it would have been interesting if somebody in the Republican primary would have come up with this. His idea is to return the budget to 2017 level. And that doesn't sound unreasonable. We're not talking about taking Indiana back to the 1980s or 1990s. Simply saying we had a $37 billion budget in 2017, which is a huge amount of money for a state of 7 million people, doesn't seem unreasonable. If you were to return the state to 2017 spending levels, which isn't even all that great, you would immediately free up $7 billion to help people with things like property taxes. But yet there's no fiscal discipline inside the Indiana Republican Party. And all of these people, at least the front runners who are running for governor, are beholden to special interest and big business. And so you're not going to see any of that stuff proposed, because that's not how they plan on getting elected.
Okay, we've been talking about a certain jingle that we've been airing a lot on the air. There's a politician who is running, and it's very catchy.
Yes. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Kev on Friday, in his infinite wisdom, determined that the Raju jingle may have actually been lifted from the Dayman song on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Do we have that?
Yeah.
Would you like to listen to
that?
Yeah. Would you like to listen to these back to back? Because I had initially dismissed Kevin as young and naive. However, once I heard these back to back, there was quite a bit of merit to what he had espoused. Kevin.
Raju, Raju, shades of red, white, and blue. Guardian dreams for all, he believes in you.
Yeah.
Dayman, oh, fighter of the night, man. Oh, champion of the sun. Oh, you're a master of karate, a friendship for everyone.
So as you can hear in both of those,
there's
a strong theme of heroism, and it's just very lyrically similar.
You know what I picture Raju doing? You know, what is that famous meme of Leonardo DiCaprio on the couch with the drink, and he's pointing at the television?
Yeah.
That he was sitting watching an old episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's it.
Yes.
That's what I
that's
want.
That's my ad.
That's what I want to represent me. All right, genius. Well, here's phone call number one about Raju.
Every time I hear Raju, Raju, I want to say Gesundheit. Seriously, man, who writes this stuff?
Apparently, what, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Is that the show?
Yeah, I think he ripped it from them.
Okay, and Raju call number two.
Raju, Raju, we really love you. Raju, Raju, he cares about you. Raju,
yes.
Raju, he loves your family too.
Yeah, see, another thing that's so great about that jingle is that anyone can sing it.
Yeah. Right.
Good. Like, that guy's not Pavarotti.
No.
Yeah. But if you told me he was going to be singing at Madison Square Garden next week, I'd believe you.
Yeah, I like the idea that we have all of our voicemails sung.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and if you think about this, here's the real genius of what he did, and he did it by design. He's a very successful businessman. You still have no idea what his policies are on anything.
No, but you're singing that jingle, aren't you?
And you know who he is. And so if you don't like Chambers and you don't, or Chambers, if you don't like Goodrich and you don't like Spartz, well, the guy with the catchy ad, maybe I'll throw a vote to him.
All right, let's see if we can get to this phone call quickly. Brad Klopfenstein had a story about going to the Final Four, and here's a call about that.
Good morning, Rob and Casey. Love the show. Everyday listener. Got a question for Rob regarding your guest you had on a few minutes ago who received the free tickets to the NCAA final game. Rob, had you been in that position, and obviously there's a couple of hypotheticals here with work and family, had you been in that position to where somebody had called you and told you all you have to do is get here to go to the game, and you were able to go at that point, and I'm clear on your Hoosier background and refusal to root for Purdue, which I get, would you at that time, however, after the national championship game, being there yourself, would you have cheered for the Boilermakers at that point in particular time?
Okay, this is a good question, because I actually got invited to the Hamilton County Lincoln Day dinner that's coming up to represent someone else. And if I go represent someone else, I'm not going to be a jerk on their dollar or their dime.
Okay.
So same thing, if I had gone, I would not be a jerk and root against Purdue. But that's why I wouldn't go, Casey, because I didn't have the discipline to pull that off.
You would have been polite, is what you're saying. That's nice. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.